So the Sacred Heart School auction is coming up next month. And what if I were to say that there are three prizes in the raffle? One is to receive a copy of something written by a famous person. Another is to receive a phone call from that famous person. And the third is to have a meal with that famous person. Now that sounds like a pretty remarkable lineup of prizes, right? I mean, unless you're saying, okay, Father, where do you want to eat?
We'll just go eat there.
No, I don't mean me. I mean someone much more incredible. So incredible, in fact, that we wouldn't even put it on the auction block. It's a prize that's accessible to everyone. No purchase required. The price has already been paid. You know, some people will say, I want to know God, but I don't know how. Or they'll say, Father, I want to grow in my relationship with the Lord. Show me how to do it. Well, guess what? You just won the first, the second, and the third prize. Beginning in 2019, Pope Francis asked that we mark this Sunday every year, the third Sunday in ordinary time, as the Sunday of the Word of God. It's not really a feast day. It's still the same Sunday with the same readings that we had as before. But with the invitation to give special attention to the word we hear. Or better yet, the word we receive. On Christmas Day, we heard that famous phrase from John's Gospel, "In the beginning was the Word." So before any person ever heard a word, or spoke a word, or wrote down a word, the primary means by which God would communicate with us, his word, was already there. But how could it help us unless it came to us? So that's precisely what it did. And we see that on three levels. First, we consider the actual words, you know, put on paper, from Genesis to Revelation. You know, call it the Bible, call it sacred scripture, call it the Word of God. It's not just good literature or good history or good poetry, even though it is all of those things. It is the inspired Word of God. Which means that it was written by a person, or several people, but it was God who led them to write exactly what he wanted written. That's what we mean by inspiration in the Catholic Church. You know, the author of the Bible is literally God and a person. You can't say that about C.S. Lewis or Father Michael Schmitz or St. Augustine or my homily. It might be good, it might be helpful, but it's not the Word of God. So that's prize number one, something written. But what about something spoken? Because some of the words of the Bible are literally from his voice. In the Old Testament, when he spoke to Moses, we know exactly what God said. But primarily in the Gospels, where we hear the words that Jesus himself speaks. So that's prize number two. Within the Word of God are words spoken by God himself. But remember the third prize, to have a meal with a famous person? So that same gospel that we heard at Christmas, that started, "In the beginning was the Word," later says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Verbum caro factum est, the phrase in Latin. I remember singing that in choir in high school. Nobody told us what it meant, but I sang it in choir in high school. In the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That is, Jesus didn't just say words. He is the Word. Or the church puts it this way. In the readings, the Word of God is announced. And in the Eucharist, the Word of God is renewed. So my encouragement on this Sunday of the Word of God is to not be afraid to just dive into it. So this is the Bible that I have in my confessional here at the cathedral. And you know what it says on the inside cover? It says, Wesley Chavy, grade 6, 1988-89. Maybe one of the auction prizes here, huh? Now you might say, Father, that Bible's in pretty good condition. You should work a little harder at wearing them out, perhaps. I know. But in my defense, sometimes I read from this when I'm not very busy in the confessional, which is not very often here at the cathedral. That's a credit to you. It's a sign of a healthy parish. You can read the Bible from a book, or if you're like me, you can read it more and more from your phone. I guess the format doesn't really matter. Just spend some time with the scriptures. You know, the mass readings for the day, a chapter in a week, the Bible in a year. However it is that you can spend time. It could be the Word written, the Word spoken, or the Word made flesh. Either way, you win the prize.